Well, the Park City Board of Education selected Wendy Crossland to serve the unexpired term of Petra Butler, who vacated the position at the end of the year. Crossland will be sworn in to serve at Tuesday's school board meeting. She joins me now in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and why this was something, a job you wanted.
Well, first of all, we moved here in the summer of 2018, and I am a former lawyer turned educator, teacher, and I have always been interested in giving back in a community. And coming from abroad, we were abroad for several years, and it was a transition coming back to the States and finding opportunities to connect with the community and give back in areas of education. And particularly for me, I'm really interested in social equity and education, and this presented itself as a great opportunity. I applied I submitted my stuff with no agenda or expectations, except that maybe my experiences could bring something to the table and be part of something special and important that serves the community and the kids and the students here.
So your husband is headmaster at Park City Day School. You also have a teaching position there.
Yes.
Do you see that as any conflict of interest, given that you are now charged to represent the interests of Park City School District, and yet the day school could be considered as a competitor, right? I mean, it's taking students and money away from the local district.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. First of all, as an attorney, and my husband's a former attorney as well, one of the first things you learn is how to identify conflicts of interest and then how to manage those. I believe that my exposure and experience at both independent schools, and I worked also in a public district in Washington State, actually enriches my voice and what I can bring to the table. And I see Park City as a place with more great educational opportunities, I think, makes for a better community for our students. I think having opportunities in different ways can serve different students and their needs. I think you can find conflicts of interest in, I believe, a lot of areas, whether you're working as in construction and you're working on the master plan for the school district. I think balancing, I'm committed to the district as a school board member, and I think thriving great opportunities for all students is the best thing for this community.
Yeah. So you lived in South America, I think. Fluent in Spanish or Portuguese?
Yeah.
Or I mean,
in Spanish, in Bogota, Colombia. I would call myself proficient when I compare myself to my own children, who have no accent and are native Spanish speakers for all intents and purposes. But yes, I have operated and worked in Spanish, and so I'm excited to bring that element. Hopefully that can help in areas as well as a board member.
Yeah. So you have how many children in the district?
So I have four children. Two are at the high school and two are at the day school. One will be going to Treasure next year.
Okay.
So I'll have three in the district.
All
yes.
Right. Because that ends
at eighth grade.
Yep. At the day school.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Certainly one of the priorities of the Board of Education is transparency. What does that look like to you?
Transparency. I think, you know, I totally agree with you. I, as a school board member, I believe our job will, and my job is support the superintendent, the educational expert, and we manage policy and budget. And those issues have to be, like the way the master planning process is happening, I believe is a great transparent process where we're bringing in community members. The community members are the ones helping define what needs to happen and what is best. And the experts in their fields are helping bring the best solution for students. Transparency is communicating. It's always being open to voices and those coming to the table and trying to actually seek out voices that aren't coming to the table and why they're not. And making sure that our decisions and our process for those decisions are known to the community as board members.
Yeah, so okay. what we've seen, you know, come out of this, these committee hearings, I mean, we get a blurb every week, you know, with four squares with very cryptic information in it. When is the public outside of the public committee is going to start to get some of the beef? I mean, to understand why we're coming to some of these conclusions.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been sworn in yet, so I haven't even been to a meeting yet. So I'm not sure, you know, how that looks and operates. That's definitely something I'm getting my feet wet and very dirty right now, figuring all this out and understanding the process and what comes out of the meetings. I know the meetings are open. I'm not sure what you're speaking about with the committee meetings. I mean, I haven't even been appointed to, I haven't even been on the board yet, so I'm not even part of one of these committees. So I don't know if you have a specific example there. I would imagine that the board is committed to transparency and making sure that all processes are happening at the highest level for the benefit of the students. And that I know is important for each board member that I've met and been in touch with.
Yeah. Have you had some of your constituents reach out to you at this point?
Yes, I have. Yep. I've had constituents reach out. There's several areas of concern, hot button issues right now in the district. And I'm grateful that there are voices that are wanting to speak up and speak out, and they're all important. And I take them all into consideration. And as I learn what is happening and get up to speed on the issues, you know, part of coming in as only having lived here for less than 2 years is a bit of a fresh voice with not much baggage. And so I'm a little more primed to be objective and open to the different issues that are being raised. But I believe this is a board and a district. I mean, if we can just go in, everybody has the right intentions. No one is trying to do anything other than benefit students. And I think we all need to keep that in mind, that we're fighting for the same mission. We're not against each other. Might be different ways we get there, and there might be different opinions about how that what that looks like. But I do think every constituent that I have been contacted on both sides of a couple issues. So,
okay. Well, what's the best ways for constituents to reach you?
Well, I will be getting my email, which will be through the district, the Park City District email. And until then, they can reach me on an email, wendy@teddriven.com. And that's two D's in the middle there. But I'll be having my email set up within the next week. And so they can go through the district and email me there.
Okay.
Yes.
That's the first order of business on Tuesday, then, is the swearing in of...
Swearing in on, February 26th.
All right. Well, congratulations, Wendy. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
That's Wendy Crossland, and again, the newest member of the Park City Board of Education. You're listening to the Local News Hour on KBCW.